Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Right now, currently the Jake Paul fight just ended. Just finished watching it, kinda. I didn't finish watching it yet. Like, what's it called? It just ended. Like, the fight literally just ended. We are going to a decision, and very excited to see who's winning this. Pretty sure it's Jake winning this one. Yeah, I don't think Tyron won this fight. Tyron did wobble Jake, though. But that was it. Tyron did have a nice wobble. I mean, yeah, Tyron wobbled Jake. I mean, I don't know if he wobbled Jake or if he just tripped, but I think he got wobbled. But Jake, I think Jake won this fight. I mean, I was low-key rooting for Jake because, yeah, I was rooting for Jake this fight. Trust me. I don't know why. I really like. Oh, I think he just won. Yeah, Breadbats just posted that he won. And Jake Paul wins split decision. Yeah, I think Jake Paul won. I mean, good. Yeah. I think you won it. Pretty sure you won it then, right? Or is that just. Pretty sure Jake won. I'm watching something in the background, by the way. I think Jake Paul won by the decision. Yeah. Jake Paul wins. Jesus. I was rooting for Jake that fight. Let's go. Me and Brody always like ask each other who we think are winning these fights. I said Jake, he said Tyron. I mean, Tyron, it was close. But I'm surprised that fight went the distance. I did not think that fight was going to go the distance. Damn. Yeah, I didn't think that fight was going to go the distance. That was crazy, actually. I really thought that fight was gonna end quick, but that fight ended up winning. Ending, I meant. Fight ended up ending really. Like, it took a long time for that to end. I don't think Gio's awake. Me and Gio are going to record tonight, but yeah, we didn't record tonight. So I'm just here reacting to the Jake Paul Tyron Woodley fight. It was a good fight. I watched it. I watched it. Good fight. Can't believe it was a split decision. Damn. But Jake did get wobbled in the fourth. Jake definitely got wobbled in the fourth. It was a good fight. Really enjoyed it, honestly. Damn, I did not expect the outcome. Like, I didn't, well, no, I expected Jake to win. But I didn't expect it to go the distance. I mean, hey, that's cool. Honestly. That's cool. Yeah. I am actually like so confused at the moment. Not like confused, but, like I'm just like so tired. It's so late. Actually, it's not that late. It's like midnight, but like tired. But yeah, Jake Paul takes the dub. Decision. Still undefeated. He's probably pissed. He's probably pissed he didn't get that knockout. Damn. Cool. He did. That is true, actually, Jake. He won clearly. Brody just texted me, no fucking way. He won clearly. 6-2. He won clearly. Bro, me and Brody always bet. We didn't actually bet anything on this fight this time. But, like, usually we bet on, like, Jake Paul fights. And I bet Jake Paul in every fight, and I won every bet. He bet Tyron. I bet Jake. I'm always right, bro. I'm just surprised it went the distance. I didn't expect that to go the distance. I mean, hey, I'm pretty sure we talked about it. Like, what's it called? We, like, bro. I don't know. I'm a better, bro. I'm good. But I bet you, if you see, the type of stuff like that. Me and Gio did episodes in the few in the past, I meant whatever, about this fight, and I'm pretty sure I said Jake. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said Jake for the win. I would pull up the clip, but I don't know if you could pull the. I don't know if I could find that clip. That was a while ago, but good fight, low key, good fight. So, what me and Gio were actually going to talk about today, we were going to talk about the New Balance partnership thing. And speaking of the New Balance partnership thing, here's the ad.
Yo, I have to interrupt the program to bring to you our new partner, New Balance. New Balance is an American sports footwear and apparel brand that was established in 1906. New Balance is known around the world for their comfortable and stylish footwear for men and women. And now, you can join My New Balance Rewards where you get free shipping every order, every day. When you join, you will get perks, such as $5 off every $100 you spend, members only products and rewards, and you even get a special birthday gift if you join. Well, when it's your birthday, you get the gift. And the best part is joining is completely free. So consider joining today, and a huge thank you to New Balance. Enjoy the rest of the program.
So, thing is, with that fight, it was good. I was fully entertained. But Jake got wobbled, and I was scared for that bet. But Jake got wobbled in the fourth. Tyron hit him with the punch, and he tripped over into the onto the ropes. It looked scary. But then there was a slow-mo shot that I saw during like the seventh round. I think they played a slow-mo shot. And Jake weaved one of Tyron's like really hard hits. He dodged it, and then he went with the overhand and hit Tyron. Great punch, but oh my! I don't know what Jake's, who Jake's fighting next. Think he said he was taking a break, but like, damn, that was a good fight. I'm surprised they went the distance. I'm low-key shocked they went the distance. Did not believe that they would go the distance. The hell? crazy. That's cool, though. That's cool. I'm trying to think of... Oh! Donda came out. I'm trying to think of what else to talk about. Donda came out. Me and Gio are going to do a Donda album review. I think Gio probably fell asleep or something. I don't know if he's up. I don't know if he's up, but... Yeah. Tyron's talking. I mean, I had a voice crack. That was a good fight. I enjoyed. I think they're still talking smack to each other. I gotta watch this part because I stopped watching. Ooh. They might run it back. I don't know if you guys can hear my TV, but it said Jake said if Tyron gets the tattoo, they'll do another fight. And then Tyron said bet and shook Jake's hand. So that means Tyron's getting the tattoo. Yeah, to be fair, if those ropes weren't where Jake was, he would have fell over. I would love to see a rematch. That was a good fight. Shout out to Jake for the dub, though. Good fight. But I gotta talk more about New Balance real quick, bro. New Balance. You guys already heard the ad. Check out my New Balance rewards. Sign up for free. Get rewards on your purchases. Do it. You get some cool ass shoes. You can get some cool stuff. You can buy some nice stuff at New Balance. I got these. If you saw it on the Instagram, I got the Kawhi Leonard Jolly Ranchers. Oh, they're beautiful shoes. I'm actually holding them at the moment because they're that beautiful and I have to like, walk around and hold them and talk about them. I got the blue version, not like just the regular Jolly Rancher. We got the blue version. Bro. New Balance is fire. You guys really need to go check them out. Check out New Balance. Go to newbalance.com. Pick up some stuff, you know? Just go for it. I mean... And again, that fight ended up on a... I mean, I agree with it. I agree with the win. I agree with the Jake Paul win. So one of the judges actually put Tyron as the one of them put Tyron as the winner, and the two of them put Jake as the winner. I agree with it. I mean, I was supporting Jake. I'm not a hater. It's cool. Cool to see. I really want to watch the clips. I want to watch the clip. Damn. Wait, no. I want to watch the clip. I really want to watch that clip where Jake hit that really nice hit. I gotta just watch the highlights or something, probably. I probably just gotta, yeah, watch the highlights. And bro, more about New Balance. They're running shoes and they're walking shoes. So calm. I'm sorry, I'm bored. But nah, truly, check out New Balance, bro. Obviously you guys have heard of New Balance, bro. And if you don't know, they're basketball partners. They're partnered with Kawhi Leonard, Jamal Murray, DeJounte Murray, Darius Bazley, and more NBA players. And I actually was looking at the DeJounte Murray two-way shoes. I don't know if you guys have seen them before. Just look up 2TWO space WXY. Just look up that on New Balance. So it's two-way New Balance. It's like a green and red version. It's like, and then there's like a hot pink and like blue version. It's like a Vice colorway. Kind of like a Miami Vice colorway. Cool shoe. I'm trying to cop that one. Because it's fire. I'm just trying to like refresh Instagram. And see what's up. I'm trying to see if they're gonna post any like clips or anything for the fight, but I don't think they are. I'm gonna have to like watch that on my own time. I don't really have nothing to say. I would if I had Gio here because I'm actually mad, bro. When was the last time me and Gio recorded? When was the last time? Sorry for that noise. It's like a spray cologne bottle. I'm just using it because I like the smell. But when was the last time me and Gio recorded? I can't check. Actually, I can, but I don't feel like ending the clip. It was probably like more than a month ago we recorded together. It's probably been more than a month since we've recorded together. And we're podcast co-hosts. He's my co-host. We haven't recorded yet. Bro, crazy. Nah, we'll kick it. We'll definitely get another episode up. Hopefully we're going to record one on the 30th, which is technically today. But hopefully we'll record one then. Yeah, that's it for me. See you guys next episode. Peace out.